For you, the listeners of Muddy Boots Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I recently listened to The Soundbook, The Science of the Sonic Wonders of the World by Trevor Cox. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/muddyboots. Again, that's audibletrial.com/muddyboots for your free audiobook.
You mind if I don't smoke?
Do not repeat. Do not hold on to the joint. This is called bogarting the joint, and it is very rude. So you take it and you pass it to the person sitting next to you until the joint gets passed around and it's very, very small. That is called a roach.
The remnant is a roach?
Yes.
Roach.
And I will collect those.
Start the party going up in gold. Hey, hey, let's all get gay, let's up and share. Everybody just pass your glass. Hold the jug, but not too fast. Hey, hey, let's all get gay, let's up and share. Mr. Piano Man, sit down upon that stool. If you need a helping hand, you'll be rewarded. Don't you feel like a doggone fool? Close the windows and lock the door. Take the rug up off the floor. Hey, hey, let's all get gay, the stuff is
takes Tom to a psychedelic shop, a head shop. The place is something else, out of sight. A pot smoker's supermarket, a psychedelicatessen. It's run by a man named Harry. Harry is a real veteran of the grass scene, and he gives Tom the word. He's very persuasive. Everyone's on grass. All the big ones, of course. The best writers, the best musicians, the best artists. It's definitely the scene.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
Two poached eggs, two scrambled eggs, and two medium-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And one duck egg.
Waco, the artist, is pleased and flattered at the visit and lights up a joint in honor of his visitors. Sure, he blows pot. Has been for years. It's great, man. Enhances the senses, opens your mind, stimulates real creativity. Those conventional posters of the old days were just so much junk, Waco tells them. His real inspirations come to him now when he's stoned on grass. This new work, now that's out of sight.
They only think they create better things.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, I don't know. I was chewing on the weed. He said, well, let me give it a try. I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day, this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. We all come back now, you hear?
Even more difficult to detect and halt than the traffic in drugs such as opium, morphine, and heroin. The value of drugs thus seized is enormous and more vicious, more deadly even than these soul-destroying drugs is the menace of marijuana.
Chick in town. She blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going, she don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal means trouble, you ought to put her down. Get hip, take care, look out, beware, oh sweet marijuana brown.
Yeah. I meet you tonight under the moon. Oh, I can see you now, you and the moon. You wear a necktie, so I'll know you.
Expanding, safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing, the hula hoop of the jet generation, and as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. Such are the myths concerning marijuana, myths that lull thousands of young people into experimenting with a noxious weed. The facts are otherwise. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug. Its use can lead to abnormal behavior, to psychological dependence, and to abuse of other drugs. The human brain, after all, is made for thinking, not fumigating. It's hardly a tinker toy for experimenting with drugs.
Now listen to me. I'm not going to have that redheaded fella running around in the lobby. If you want to keep him up in your room, you'll have to keep him in a trap.
can't catch him.
Who is he?
It's my partner, but he no speak.
Oh, that's your silent partner.
Say, did you ever meet that Reaper man?
No, I never met the guy. Tell me about it.
Oh, no, you're not kidding me now, are you? You never met the Reaper man? Oh, no, you never met the Reaper man? And yet you say you swim to China and you wanted to sell me South Carolina? I believe you know the Reaper man. Did you ever meet the funny Reaper man? You never met the funny Reaper man? And yet you say you walk the ocean anytime you take a notion? Yeah, I believe you've seen the Reaper man. Met that funny Reaper man? Have you ever met that funny Reaper man? Oh, he trades your dimes for nickels and he calls watermelon pickles. Yeah, I'm talking about the Reaper man. Did you ever meet that little old Reaper man? Did you ever meet that little old Reaper man? If he takes a sudden mania and he wants to give you Pennsylvania, I'm still talking about the Reaper man. Have you ever met that little old Reaper man? Ever met that funny little Reaper man? If he sells Wall Street, it's frantic, and 'cause he won't sell them the Atlantic. Oh, that's that Reaper man. With the Reaper man. Yeah, Jim, I know the Reaper man. If I claim I own a portion of the Rockefeller fortune, and you know I just left that Reaper man. Yeah, I know the Reaper man. Yeah, I'm well acquainted with the Reaper man. So if I claim I have a billion and I want to trade it to you for a million, I just left that Reaper man. How well I know the Reaper man. Oh, I'm so well acquainted with the Reaper man. So if you hear me sniff and giggle, start to squirm and wiggle, oh, that little Reaper man.
Waco's wife. There's trouble, big trouble. The man is busting her younger brother. It's grass, all right. Bunny's brother, Jim, had been observed getting it from a known dealer. The officers caught up with him and placed him under arrest.
It's still illegal. You take a chance of blowing your whole future.
Bunny wants to know what the officers are going to do with her brother. And the officer explains that Jim and the evidence found will be taken to the police station. She can get all further information there. Tom is impressed with the calm efficiency of the officers and the compassion they show for Bunny. They never lose their cool.
Thank you.
Boy, jump in the good times roll. Let the pleasure pop. Now let's take a stroll.
Light up.
Let's all get mellow.
Light up.
Get smoke in your eyes.
Light up.
Get hip, I say, fella.
Light up.
Say, what is this jive?
Light up.
Let's all get ready.
Light up.
I know how you feel.
Light up.
Now don't be a Freddy. You'll find what I mean in any old field.
Pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blow.
8, 9, 10, and then 11.
Light up.
Now get your day going.
Blaze up.
I'm saying that's the thing.
Light up.
Don't let that man get you. Just pop on your cig and blow the smoke ring.
The second part should be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
I don't like it the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home till around 4 a.m. I was blind for 3 days.
Old weed, cigarette that we must all depend on. Marijuana. Old weed, one's beginning and just should to end on. It's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of. It's the stuff that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem, we go on a marijuana jag. Smoking reefers get beyond the misery. Go away, you misery. Go away. Go away. Smoking reefers to get beyond the worrying. Go away, you worrying. Go away. Go away. Must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can change this world you were born in. But declare you can be walking on air by smoking or reefers. You have the angels sing away, helping you to fling away all you worry, you trouble, you care. I must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can't change this world you were born in. But I declare you can be walking on air by smoking reefers. You hear the angels sing the way, helping you to fling the wave. you trouble, you care.
Oh, why can't we break away from all this? Just you and I, and lodge with my fleas in the hills. I mean, flee to my lodge in the hills.
Would you be interested in taking part in a study like this again and having the same type of drug?
Sure.
You would. It's been a very pleasant experience for you.
I'll do it anytime you want.
Do you think it would be...
Any time at all.
Do you think
just
it would be...
Just call me. Any time of the day or night.
We found out that the drug makes people happy, it makes them intoxicated, and finally makes them sleepy.
My name is Miriam, and I'm 16. Well, see, I've been up on acid 40 times.
The Hippie Revolt. Now, for the first time, the true story of life in the love generation. The Hippie Revolt is the story of our time. Straight people and hippies alike must see it. The Hippie Revolt.
A group of liberal thinkers, bathless, unwashed thinkers, got together for a love-in near our town. There were rows and rows of hippies, some chippies and some jippies, at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, cart burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. One super hippie feller, his hair was long and yeller, and a ringlet from his left ear dangled down. Now there was a real hip chick wearing psychedelic lipstick at the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. Long-haired hit banded hippies and flower-wearing chippies, togetherness was visible all around. But I'll tell you what the worst is, there were fellas carrying purses at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. All they talked of magic powers, and then ate up all the flowers, and the nightsticks came and gathered all around. The sleeping bags were spread out, but the cops said, get the lead out. At the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. At the hip swingers, bell dingers, banana smokers, cork soakers, liberal thinkers loving near our town.
What is it?
General Smith reports a gas attack. He wants to know what to do.
Tell him to take a teaspoonful of bicarbonate soda and a half a glass of water.
Yes, sir.
It can lead to crime. You look like you've got bread, man. Give.
Marijuana, cannabis sativa, or Indian hemp, weed, grass, pot. It can become a stimulant or a depressive or an hallucinatory agent, which affects the central nervous system and reacts differently and unpredictably on each individual user, occasionally with disastrous results. Tom has company. A police officer has noticed his interest in the display. Does he have any questions? Well, Tom is out after information, pro and con. What are the facts, he asks. Easily, with friendly informality, the officer speaks to Tom. No lecturing, no sermonizing. Pot smoking, quite apart from being illegal, is a problem. The psychological dependency generated by pot is probably its greatest danger. Plus the fact that so many young smokers who can't cope with the everyday problems of growing up, seek an ersatz maturity through it. Kids who get high repeatedly don't want to come down. There's a wholesome abandonment of goals and ambitions. They've found a world where they seemingly have no problems. That's the cruelest hoax of all.
Where's the man with the dive?
There's a man from way uptown to take away your blues. And any time the man comes round, the viper spreads the news. He is known from coast to coast to every cat alive. And any time they give a toast to the man who brings the dive. Whenever you're feeling small, don't care for this life at all, light up and get real tall. Here comes the man with the jive. Don't sit around moan and sigh and act like you're gonna die. Light up, baby, and get real high. Here comes the man with the jive. Now you feel like a millionaire, but not a dime in your jeans. Although you don't get no fare, feel like going down to New Orleans. Don't cry if your gal is gone. Those vipers, they don't stay for long. Light up, pal, and sing a song. Here comes the man with the jive. I'm the jive, jive man. I'm the jive, jive man. I got my jive right in my hand. Where's the man with the jive? Bring him on. Bring him on. Bring him on. Well, look here, Gates. How much is your jive?
3 for a half?
3 for a half. Don't make me laugh.
Well, $4 for $1.
Woo! I'm gonna holler.
Well, holler. I don't care. Well, look here, boys. Everybody's nice and tall. Let's light up and have a ball.
$9.40? This is an outrage. If I were you, I wouldn't pay it.
Now, are there any other questions before we light up?
Yes. You said we should count to 10. How fast should we count?
Just fast enough so that you don't pass out.
Oh.
How many years in prison does this represent?
A man in Michigan was sentenced to 10 years in prison for having 2 joints. Yes?
For a person who's quit smoking, is it dangerous to...
Marijuana contains no nicotine. Any other questions?
Yes.
Yes?
I think we all had drinks with dinner. The dope and the alcohol mix.
Oh, they'll mix.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Now we're going to light up. Get your matches ready. Strike the match. We're waiting for you. Very good. Light the joint.
And boys, I got me a match and let me take a whiff quick. I'm gonna knock myself out. Yes, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna knock myself out gradually by degrees. I started blowing my gauge and I was having my fun. I spied the police and I started to run. I was knocking myself out. Yes, I was killing myself. I was knocking myself out gradually by degrees. But the very moment I looked around, a mind said, "Lil, throw that gauge on the ground." The police passed and said, "Kill yourself." The police passed and said, "Kill yourself." He said, "Knock yourself out, Lil, gradually by degrees."
No, dear, signore, in a few minutes.
Hey, you, I told you to slow that nag down. On account of you, I nearly heard the opera.
One afternoon, Tom again has a talk with his father. He's looked at both the pros and cons of blowing pot. He's not convinced that grass is all that harmful, but there is room for a lot of doubt. Why don't we wait and see? There's a lot of testing to be done before we'll know all the facts. We've already got our hang-ups with smoking and drinking. We know the consequences we face doing it. Why add another hang-up by blowing pot? Especially since the full consequences of that are not known. Tom has decided what he'll do. It would be stupid to take a chance. After all, he's no psychological cripple, unable to cope. Who needs a grass crutch? Much better to keep off the grass.
The devil in disguise. You promise things no man can realize. On flights of make-believe, you send the mind. You're a one-way trip to a world of another kind. Your petals may be found across our land. And I reckon you're mean enough to grow in sand. In a backyard garden or a high-rise window box. You're there in the country or among the city's blocks. Marijuana, you're the father of the lie. And sometimes I'm made to wonder why that folks are deceived by your flower and held the prisoners of your mystic powers. Marijuana, your leaves could tell a tale that would chill. But you won't talk, and I guess you never will. For it silently you prey upon the youth as they search for love and peace and truth. Marijuana, may your name pass from the scene. And may the world forget you've ever been. And if folks should wonder how you fell, we'll say the devil planted you in hell.
Things. Maybe kind of, sort of, probably not, who knows. But I do know that my name is Need to Lay Me Down Tenacious. And thanks for smoking part one of Reefer Gladness and Tilka Ganja Madness. Until next time, safety first. And may the smoke rise before you. Take care. And fare thee well.
Drink or smoke. This is a free country and no one has the right.
take away my constitutional rights.
Ghost train. It's called the ghost train up on Freak Mountain. 3 o'clock in the morning, this ghost train starts coming up the mountain inside the tunnels. I can hear it right now. It's like the mountain has stomach problems. Mountain is grumbling, that's called borborygmus. That's the medical term, I can hear it right now. It'll wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning, the midnight of the soul, the midnight of the soul, ghost train. Now there's a legend behind that I met some of the engineers. They say they run it at night, so they don't stop the traffic in the day. It's a heavy laden train, and all my dead friends are riding it, riding that ghost train. It's a big white ghost train, big white diamond stack. Jeffrey Fredrickson's ashes are blowing out of that ghost train. I played the wake down at Key Largo for Jeffrey Frederick, and those ashes are blowing all on the side of Freak Mountain. Billy Kennedy's up on top of that Freak Mountain, living in the cleanest chicken coop you've ever seen. Living in the cleanest chicken coop you've ever seen. On the side of Lynn Conover's horse ranch, she's up there on Freak Mountain, with her horse ranch. Rubber dolly heads on the fence posts on her horse ranch. There's junkyards on the side of Freak Mountain. Rusty carcasses going back into the earth from which they came, into the Mother Earth, making love with Father Time up upon Freak Mountain. Oh, Diesel Dave lives up there, used to be the Holy Modal Rounders bus driver. Diesel Dave, the Green Tortoise bus driver, he's up upon Freak Mountain, way up on Freak Mountain. Well, now fetch me a copper kettle, Lord, fetch me a copper coil. Fill it with new made corn mash. Nevermore we shall toil. Nevermore we shall toil. We just lather in the juniper while the fire burns so bright. Watch those jugs are filling up on the beautiful pale in the pale moonlight, in the beautiful pale moonlight. Ghost train, the moon up on Freak Mountain, just like down in North Carolina, just like down south, moonshine stills have this haunted fog. It's called haint hair, a blue fog that comes in from the moonshine stills at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, ghost train. Well, now my daddy, he made whiskey. Lord, my granddaddy did too. But we ain't paid not a lick of whiskey tax since 1792. Since 1792. We just lather in the juniper while the fire so bright. Watch those jugs fill it up. I fill it up in the beautiful, in the beautiful pale moonlight. Way up on Freak Mountain Ghost Train. Oh, yo, I can hear it now. Well, I will build you a fire of hickory. Hickory ash or oak. And I promise not to use no green rotten wood. It'll get you by the smoke. It'll get you by the smoke. You just lie there in the juniper while the fire burns so bright. Watch those jugs fill lit up in the beautiful, in the beautiful pale, in the beautiful pale. Pale moonlight, Jeffrey Frederick's ashes coming out of that big white diamond stack. Richard Tyler, the old holy motor rounder, ragtime piano player, he's riding that ghost train. Libba Cotton, she's on that ghost train. Yo. Odetta, she just died, she's just hot the ghost train. Eartha Kitt, she's even on that ghost train. 3 o'clock in the morning, midnight of the soul. Ghost train on Freak Mountain.